Exclusive, ZOA, Biden clearly influenced by Obama's hatred of Israel, intentionally seeks to harm Jewish state. By Joshua Klein on March 11, 2024. President Joe Biden has been clearly influenced by ex-President Barack Obama's hatred of Israel. According to Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, head Morton Klein, who accused the Democrat president of intentionally seeking to harm the Jewish state, while highlighting how he has boosted Iran since taking office, and has never criticized the Israel haters in Congress. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Monday, Klein, who has led the nation's oldest pro-Israel group for more than 30 years, slammed the current U.S. administration's foreign policy toward America's strongest ally in the Middle East. The Biden State of the Union, SOTU, speech, clearly influenced by Obama's hatred of Israel, now makes it crystal clear that Joe Biden is not merely critical of Israel, but intentionally wants to harm the Jewish state, he said. Klein argued that the president's insistence on a Palestinian state communicates a dangerous policy, especially given that such a state would likely fall under the influence of Iran and Hamas, both of which are hostile entities towards the West, including both Israel and the U.S. He has strongly insisted on establishing a Palestinian Arab state which would surely be controlled by the terrorist Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxy, the radical Hamas terror group, along with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, he said. The long-serving Abbas, who has remained PA president for nearly two decades despite a four-year term limit, leads the supposedly moderate Fatah Palestinian faction that endorses a perspective paralleling that of Hamas. While his security forces have participated in scores of deadly terror attacks against Israelis, he himself has a history of conveying inciting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel rhetoric. Governments and leaders across the globe voiced outrage over horrifying remarks in a recent speech he delivered in which he claimed Nazi leader Adolf Hitler was not an anti-Semite and that the Jews of Europe during his era were not killed due to their Jewish identity, but due to their role in society, including usury. Abbas brags that his people participated in the Hamas October 7 slaughter and rape of Jews, pays Arabs lifetime pensions to murder Jews, names his schools and streets after Jew killers, and promotes violence and hatred of Jews in his schools and mosques and speeches glorifying and incentivizing Jew killing, noted Klein. In addition, he pointed to Biden having parroted Hamas's exaggerated numbers of Arabs killed and displaced in the war against Israel, while ignoring the 200,000 Jewish men, women, and children displaced by Hamas and Hezbollah terror and rockets. Biden falsely claims that Gaza civilians don't support Hamas, but they elected Hamas and their own polls show that 75-95% support the group and its October 7 massacre, Klein stated. The president also made no mention of the extraordinary rise in anti-Semitism and has never criticized the Israel haters in Congress, he added. The largely failed two-state solution for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, vehemently rejected by both sides, is still being pushed by President Biden, who insists that it is the only way to ensure long-term security for both Israelis and Palestinians in a new post-Hamas Gaza. Biden's insistence stands despite the recent October 7 massacre, which saw the Hamas terrorist group perpetrate the brutal attack against scores of Jewish civilians, as well as widespread Palestinian support for it. Since the October 7 massacre, Israelis, even more so, no longer desire a two-state solution. Additionally, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed that he will not allow Palestinian state as long as he remains in office. Noting that it is not recent political pressure behind the president's positions, the ZOA had called out Biden's lenient approach toward Iran and the Palestinian Authority, in contrast with the harsh measures his administration has taken against Israel. From the first day of his election, Biden ignored Iran's sanctions and gave them access to $16 billion, thus increasing their reserves from $4 billion to over $100 billion to fund Hamas and Hezbollah, he said. He's reinstituted massive funding to the extremist Palestinian Authority and UNRWA while putting sanctions on 11 Israelis in Judea Samaria and threatening to sanction every fighting Israeli soldier. He has also condemned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while never once criticizing Palestinian dictator Mahmoud Abbas, he added. Klein then turned to Biden's political appointments and public statements, which he accused of being the result of a clearly anti-Israel bias. Every appointment affecting Israel is someone hostile to Israel. For example, Mar Bitter, director of national intelligence who promotes the demonization of Israel. Hadi Amer, U.S. liaison to Israel who supports BDS and the Arab terror war. Robert Malley, who is liaison to Iran who opposes Iranian sanctions and is pro-Hamas. State Secretary Antony Blinken, who praised the extremist J Street and Israel hater Linda Sarsour. While calling the 700,000 Jews living in eastern Jerusalem and Judea/Samaria as residing there illegally. He also hasn't extended an invitation to Netanyahu to meet at the White House, and hasn't vetoed important anti-Israel UN resolutions. In addition, the Zohar leader slammed the current president for his efforts to undermine the Jewish state and ensure its defeat. Biden claims that opposing Israel's existence is not necessarily anti-Semitism. Yet now he is attempting to prevent Israel from destroying Hamas by threatening the Jewish state, warning that entering Rafah is a red line for him even though it's absolutely necessary to put an end to Hamas, he said. Biden is even demanding an Israeli ceasefire, giving Hamas more time to regroup and strengthen, he added. Klein ended by stressing his concern regarding the U.S. administration's policies towards Israel, describing them as not merely politically motivated but as stemming from a deep animosity. Put simply, it's now certain that Joe Biden is the most hostile president to Israel in the White House, he said, and he intentionally wants to harm Israel because of his and his advisors' breathtaking enmity toward the Jewish state. It's not merely to increase political votes, he concluded. Last month, Klein blasted the Biden administration for its continued push for the creation of a hostile Palestinian state, arguing it would be a major terrorist state, and comparing the existential threat it would pose to Israel to the final solution to exterminate the Jews of Europe. According to Klein, Israelis, like Americans, would never support a jihadist state on their border. The matter comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hit back on Sunday at President Biden over his criticism of the former's conduct of the war in Gaza, saying that the 81-year-old president is wrong about the need to fight Hamas differently. He's wrong, Netanyahu said, in an interview with Politico. The attempt to say that my policies are not supported by most Israelis is false. The vast majority are united as never before, and they understand what's good for Israel. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.